You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. We'll talk some sports handicapping and pick some winners a little bit later in the show with Stucky. He's going to join us at 9:40 from the Action Network. But joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it's the President of Baseball Operations, General Manager of the Washington Nationals. As we go in the clubhouse with Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, where banking is just better. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Mike, are you okay with us weaving in maybe some calls from listeners? And we're going to invite people to tweet us some questions. We just talked to you on Wednesday. People can tweet us at Junks Radio, or you can call us at 800-636-1067. But we just talked to you a couple days ago. How have the last couple days gone for you?
Well, you know, we beat the Rays, a really good baseball team in Tampa, and then we had a day off in Miami before we play five games in three days. So we rested up on the day off and try and take it to the Marlins.
What do you do on a day off with all this COVID stuff? The guys got to lay low, right? Is that what they basically did?
Nothing. We do nothing. That's what we do.
A whole lot of nothing.
They can't even leave the
room.
A
whole lot of nothing.
Well, you
can't leave the hotel for sure. But we let them leave the room. There's a pool here. You have to distance social. The hotel's got it socially distanced, and we got our MLB security in the lobby, so no one does anything they're not supposed to do. So,
is there a hotel bar they can go have a beer and have a burger?
Mostly our meals are by room service.
Ah, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Will you spend, Mike, on the hotel mini bar? Those prices are outrageous. I know you make a very good living, but even if I was making your living, I would have a hard time paying like $12 for a mini from the hotel bar.
He just expenses it.
Yeah, I try to stay away from the $22 cashews. So it's not in me to pay those kind of prices. Yeah,
hey, Mike, I just want to ask you kind of a league-wide question. What's been the biggest? I think I know the answer, but what's been the biggest surprise to you league-wide, either good or bad?
About the COVID protocols?
No, for a team.
Oh, for a team. I like the way some of the teams that are quote unquote were rebuilding and they got out of the gates pretty fast. Like Miami, they've got a good young pitching staff, got out of the gates fast. The White Sox look like they've turned from rebuilding to contending, and I like to see those type of stories about organizations that paid the price by kind of retooling and rebuilding that are kind of showing the signs of revitalization. So that always excites me. Seeing some of these good young players, especially this year, there's been more call-ups, I think, and debuts this year, certainly for us, than any year I can remember. So you're seeing some of these good young players that you've seen in the minor leagues and you heard about that are performing well in the big leagues. And I think that's a good thing for the game because, these young, exciting players are something that the fan base can really get into.
I haven't really been paying too much attention to the Yankee lineup. I saw Stanton's back now. He's always hurt, but he's back. He had four hits last night. But Luke Voit,
20 homers.
He's got 20 homers in 50 games. That's absurd.
I remember at the beginning of the season, the experts were kind of prognosticating what would lead the league in home runs this year, and not many of them had 20 home runs, and we still have 10, 12, some teams have 15 games left. So, that lineup is very, very dangerous. They're they're a high power orientated lineup, and they mash 1 through 9, and they're a tough lineup to navigate if you're a pitcher.
All right, if you got a question, 800-636-1067. Mike, Will Tibbetts writes us, ask about Eaton's option for next year. What is the status on Adam Eaton?
He's got options next year with a buyout attached to it. Adam was a terrific player for us. His career, sidetracked by some injuries for a couple of years. He had that nasty knee and ankle blowout, when we first acquired him in the trade. But he was a huge part of our World Series season, and he's a great player. We love having him around. We're going to make all those decisions after the season. We just have to see what the scenarios are and what the payroll is going to look like. But it's a good question by Will. It's something that we'll have to seriously take into account and think about. He's not alone. We have several players in that scenario and the same situation.
Any chance, I asked you a few weeks ago, and you kind of poo-pooed it, so I assume it's still the same, but I'm wondering, any chance we get a chance to see any of these young pitchers here in the last couple of weeks?
We're planning on them going to instructional league, which is exciting for us because the MLB is kind of reinstituted instructional league this year, which is in dire need of a place for these young players to play. So we'll have our full group of prospects down in West Palm at the end of this month for about 50 days. That'll be exciting for us, but those guys will get their reps in down there. And we didn't feel that it was time for them to cut their teeth in the big leagues without pitching a full professional season yet.
Hey, Mike, you never told us – I know you talked to the media about it, but you never told us about when you got tossed when you're in the suite. What exactly happened? You're just chirping and they heard you?
Yeah, I was chirping about a pitch that I was disagreeing with the home plate umpire, and they heard me. And
10 feet outside, he called a strike.
They tossed me out. I didn't leave, of course, but they went through the process of pretending to throw me out.
So what do you do then? You just kind of stand a little further back in the suite and watch?
I did nothing. I stood there and watched the rest of the game.
Look at that. It's hilarious.
That is great.
Why? You weren't worried that they were going to what could they do?
Yeah, what can they do at that point?
What could they do? What threat was I anyways to do anything? Where was I supposed to go? You can't go in the clubhouse because of COVID. Yeah. There's certain protocols that you can't go to. But it was silly. So
that's hilarious.
Well, I mean, the call was ridiculous. It was like it was a called strike, and it was about 8 feet outside from what I remember.
Yeah, it was kind of a summary of the way the game was called that day and. It was just like you would as a fan. You're like, wow, that was a brutal call on that pitch. And for some reason, I was one person in an arena of 45,000 seats. So I was, I guess, the only vocal, the only word they could hear from the stands. And I was about 2,000 feet away from the game, by the way.
Yeah, that's amazing. Right. So hold on. So you scream or whatever. They make a big scene. They throw you out, and you literally don't move. You don't even think about it. You're like, I'm not going anywhere.
What? With all the protocols, there's nowhere really to go. I mean, where do you leave the suite on the third level to go where? By the field, in the clubhouse? You're not allowed in the clubhouse, because of the COVID protocols. Where do you sit outside at a stadium? I didn't know what to do, so I just stayed there.
Yeah, good for you. Did they know you were there? Did they see you up there?
I don't know. I don't know if they saw me or what.
But. I don't even know if Joe West can see anymore.
That's part of the issue, I think. All right, let's go to the phones.
I'll ask him this the 5-game stand here because his crew is here.
Oh, very good.
That'll be fun.
All right, let's go. Is Andrew still there? Andrew's got a question for you. Andrew, You're on with Mike Rizzo.
Hey, Junkies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike. Thanks so much for taking the question. Congrats on the championship, and I know this season hasn't quite panned out exactly the way you want it to, but when you're balancing, how do you balance managing a season, particularly a season like this one, with looking forward to 2021 and 2022? Like, how do you divvy up your time and energy with all of those balls you got to keep in the air?
Well, I think that, Andrew, I think that the way I handle things is, you know, we never take our eye off of the current season and the future seasons. And that's part of our, you know, you've heard me say it 1,000 times, you know, we've got a 1-3 and a 5-year plan. We can't deviate from that. And, you know, that's what keeps us, good for a long period of time. And, we just constantly focused in on making all of our decisions, you know, based on that premise. So we very, very rarely take a short-term snapshot type of look at any roster scenario. So, we always have to keep in mind, you know, we want to be good this year, but we want to be good in the long run. So it's a delicate balance, and you know, that's what you know our staff is built to do, is you know, kind of keeping our finger on the pulse of you know, who's got options, what does our farm system look like, who's going to be ready, and I think that it all goes down to how do you evaluate your entire system and to kind of evaluate who's going to be ready in 21, 22, and 23. What kind of impact guys are you going to have and that type of thing. So, you know, as always, it comes down to scouting and player development. And the team who does that best wins for the long haul and wins, you know, for years at a time. And I think we've proven that over the last 9 or 10 years that, you know, we won more games than anybody in divisions and championships. And I think that, it's a time-tested way of handling the franchise. And I think we've done it as good as anybody.
Let's go to Arthur real quick in Arlington. Arthur, you have a question for the Nats GM and president of baseball ops?
Yeah, hey, Junks. My question is about Ryan Zimmerman and some of the guys that opted out. How are you in touch with him? You know, I think I understand why he opted out, but it's also with his age kind of a big deal. And what is the – not only are you in touch with him, what is the plan moving forward?
Yeah, well, Zim's a free agent after this season. And, yes, I keep in contact with him. He's, he's one of the faces of the franchise and one of the all-time great players that's ever played here. So, and he's a hell of a nice guy. So he's easy to talk to, and I've talked to him, throughout the season. And he'll watch our game on TV, and he'll shoot me a text about something, and we can chit chat that way. And he's a free agent after the season. We'll talk after the season and see where his head's at and what his plans are, but. You know, he's a national for life, and a guy that we'd love to have around, you know, be it on the field or when his career is finally over and in some type of, you know, front office or Nationals, liaison type of job with the Nationals.
Has he ever indicated to you that he'd be interested in like a front office job?
No, we've never spoken about, you know, him not playing yet. Yeah,
right.
So he felt going into this season that he still had time left in his ability. He felt great going into this season, and we've always talked about his playing career.
Right, right. How old is he now? Is he 36? Is that right?
I think he's 37.
Oh, he is. Okay.
This year.
Right. All right. So he's getting up there. All right. Anything else, JP? Do we have other callers? I think that's it, right?
I think we're good, man. Mike, appreciate it, man. Thank you to the callers.
Yeah.
Mike, of course, brought to you by Burke and Herbert Bank. We love our friends over at Burke and Herbert Bank.
Yep.
As we go in the clubhouse, where banking is just better.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
Talk to you next week, Mike.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. See you next week.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ryan is 35. He'll be 36 in about a week.
Wow. So he's off by a year or two.
So yeah, five games in the next
three
days.
Well, he's basically 36.
8 games in the next 5 days for the Nats. There are a lot of games coming up in a short time span.
They're just playing it out.
Yeah.
And just remember, the doubleheader is only 7-inning games.
Right.
Which is
still, it's a lot of baseball coming your way.
It's a lot of baseball.
I mean, you got three teams that have already clinched. There's 10 games left. And, you know, the White Sox hadn't been in the postseason in 12 years, and they got in. Great season for them.
A buddy of mine just told me a story that he ran into Ryan recently at Burning Tree, and it couldn't have been any nicer. Sat down and had a beer with the guys, mm-hmm. and he talked about how young he looked. You know, you think of him as his older veteran, but you see him in a clubhouse at a golf course, you know, he just looked like a kid. So,
well, he is a kid. He's 35.
Yeah, exactly.
I looked money at 35. Had all my dark hair still.
Well, those days are done. Those days are behind you. You look like an old bag of bones now, just like the rest of us.
Hey, I'm still in my 40s, bro.
50 is a bad year.
50 is no fun.
It's a bad number.
It's no fun, that's for sure.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in anything, phone number is 800-636-1067.
We got to get a golf update.
We gave you our winners early in the show today with Fatties right around 6:20. We're going to hear from Stucky from the Action Network at 9:40 with his winners here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington.
Can I give you guys an U.S. Open update?
Sure.
All right, so Thomas Peters is your leader. He's 2-under through 86 under for the tournament. He Thomas Peters is a former University of Illinois NCAA champion. He's actually a former teammate of our buddy Valdez and I's friend Frank Alifaginis, who owns Capital Meats. They both played at Illinois together.
Nice.
So Peters is your leader. JT will tee off at about 1:30. Patrick Reed will tee off at 1:15. The course, just based on the scores early, looks like it's tougher because there's about five guys under par now, but like Ricky Fowler is already three over through two. Sabatini, who had a really good day yesterday, had a bunch of birdies, he's five over. So the course is looks like it's playing more difficult this morning for whatever reason.
You need it to toughen up, too, to win your bet. You need it to get much tougher.
Well, I do, but you know, guys like Peters and JT, one of those guys can't go nuts.
Right.
You know, if one of those guys goes nuts again and they're 10 or 11 under, it's going to be hard to get them back to even par.
You need some plus numbers put up on the board to win that bet.
Correct. So DeChambeau's one over through four today. So you know, we'll see. It looks like it's tougher.
Fellas, time now for the Nat Smoothie Player of the Week, served up fresh every Friday by Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
First pitch is cracked deep to right center field. Forget about it. Going, and long, long gone. The second big league home run for Luis Garcia on Nick Anderson's very first pitch. And the Nationals are back in front 4-2.
Garcia's two-run shot in the 10th handed the Nats the win over the AL East leading Tampa Bay Rays 4-2 on Wednesday. Tropical Smoothie Cafe and the Nationals have partnered to create the Nats Berry Crush Smoothie, a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries available this season at participating DMV locations. I really liked it when Tropical Smoothie Cafe had the special delivery a few Fridays ago.
That was nice. That was sweet.
Very, very
I thought
nice.
We were maybe going to have that happen like once a month or something.
I think we just have to beg.
Yeah,
did
let's
you
just beg
your,
Sammy
your delivery
Wiener.
Guy? Did you light him up a little bit? Did you tip him?
No, I didn't leave because it at my front door.
He just left it there. We were doing the show.
Actually, it was Sam. You think I'm going to light up Sam?
He's got enough money.
He's got enough money.
You're not tipping him.
Yeah, right.
I tipped my guy. I hooked him.
You did.
Hey, I saw this story a couple days ago. I wanted to bring it up. So I think that Cakes, in my lifetime, he consumes more soda than anybody I've ever met. Now, I think it may have slowed down recently. But
I think Pete had given him a run for his money.
Pete, but I never really witnessed Pete do it
Pete
as
cut
much.
Down. He
I know
cut
he's
down.
On the wave now.
He's on the, he's on the wave
before
wave.
That.
I mean, I've said this many times. There was a brief period of time where Cakes and I carpooled to work.
Yeah.
And he would show up at my house with a soda. We would stop, and he would buy, like, a big gulp.
Mm-hmm.
He'd get to the station. He'd consume, like, two or three. Then on the drive home, we would stop at a gas station.
Well, those were the dark days,
JP.
He
would have, like, 8 to 10 sodas, and I would witness most of them.
Yeah.
Hmm. And this is not a soda, but Pepsi is launching a drink, which maybe Cakes would be into. It's supposed to help you fall asleep.
Oh, well, sign me up. Sign
so
me
Pepsi
up, please.
Is getting into the help you sleep game.
What, they got melatonin in there?
Yeah, what's
in there?
It has
L-theanine, which is an ingredient that's been found to improve sleep quality.
It has an Adam Thielen in it?
Mitigate stress. Yes, it has some L-Adam Thielen in it.
Well, hold on. That sounds kind of dangerous. So they're selling a soda. It's a soda?
I mean, it's Pepsi.
It's a Pepsi.
It's a zero-calorie, non-carbonated water.
Water.
Which has 200 milligrams of L-Adam Thielen.
All right, so it's a
water. So it's not soda.
It's not a soda, but it's a water that's going to put people to sleep?
I guess so.
That's freaking dangerous.
It's called Driftwell to drift you to sleep. And
it's a sleep aid.
What if you're driving?
You don't drink it.
Yeah, but people are donks. They just buy a flavored water.
It's also to mitigate stress. So if you're stressed out, you can't fall asleep. It says that it's a 7.5-ounce mini can, which contains 10% of the recommended daily intake of magnesium and blackberry lavender flavoring to make it go down easy.
Right.
They apparently were working on it before COVID, but they felt that because people are getting stressed out during COVID, they would try and get it to market as soon as possible.
Right. Well, I mean, people are stressed. There's no doubt about it. I just think it's dangerous if you sell a drink that's going to make you fall asleep. Right? Because I'm always looking for a drink that's going to wake you up.
I like drinks that have caffeine, Wave Soda. It's got that little bit of perfect amount of caffeine to go with my morning coffee.
Right. How different is it? I know.
Caffeine to go with
how different
your
is it really it. Than, you know, people that take Ambien? I mean, you're supposed to take Ambien responsibly.
Well,
I would
you
just
know,
say that.
Yeah, but this is like a water. I could see some dude just walking in a 7-Eleven and going, let me try this Pepsi water.
You're not going to accidentally pick up Driftwell. That's on you. If you're the idiot that picks up.
I think you could.
You're not just going to fall asleep. You're not going to fall asleep instantly behind the wheel.
Yeah, it'd be like narcolepsy. Oh, you just knock out.
Bickle's worried about everything.
I would worry about that.
Hey, look, I just take my melatonin gummies, my cherry gummies, and they just knock my ass out.
Yeah, but how many milligrams do you take?
5. But you told me it's 2, right? So you got to take 2 for the 5 milligrams?
Well, whatever it is. I mean, I don't know what your bottle says.
That doesn't make sense,
if
by the way.
If it's 10, it's 2 milligrams. You have to take 2. Look at the serving size.
Yeah.
So what do you take, 1 or 2?
It varies. Yeah. Last night I took 2, but, you know, it depends.
I took
If I'm already feeling tired a little bit, I'll just pop 1.
I took 2. I only take 5 every time, right? It's not a gummy, though. It's just a pill.
All right. The gummies are so good.
5 milligrams. But then 2 nights ago, I took 2, and I slept silly.
It does give me strange dreams, though.
It was awesome.
Melatonin gives me strange dreamers.
Buddies, you polished off the rest of those gummy bears.
I had to toss.
Stuffed
I had to
in
toss
my locker.
They were giving me a tummy ache because they're 5 months old. And they're from Germany.
Gummy bears don't go bad.
Oh, they go hard.
Yeah. Valdez said he was going to throw them away like 3 weeks ago, and then I saw him in the corner of his office the other day pounding them.
Yeah.
So he's fibbing right now.
I threw away one of the packs, the strawberry daiquiri pack.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, that was pummeling my tummy.
All right, I believe Chad Dukes is calling in.
Dukes. A rumbly in the tumbly.
I don't know if he wants to chime in on the Pepsi can Driftwell.
All right.
What's up, Chad?
Hello, good morning, boys. I feel terrible for EB. He just lives such a tortured life. And his first line of thinking when he hears about a Pepsi that can help you sleep is people are going to die in car crash.
Yeah, people are going to fall asleep.
He worries about everything. Every little thing.
That's how I'm wired.
They have CBD sodas, EB. I mean, they got sodas with THC in it. I mean, you just don't drink those when you're in a place where you're going to be operating heavy machinery? How is it any different than a beer? Like, you could drink a beer while you're driving down the road. Not that I ever have.
Right. Well, yeah, that's right. Only Lurch does that.
Right. Whatever.
Yeah.
We don't advocate that.
No. Yeah. All right. I mean, it's true, but people know if you drink a beer, it's going to make you a little loopy. People don't know if you drink a water, it's going to knock you out.
But you would be the last person to advocate banning something because dumb people can't handle it. And I just feel like that's exactly what you want to do with the Sleepy Soda, which I personally can't wait for.
I'm not trying to ban it. I'm just saying
the other thing is,
I'd be worried about it.
I mean, Eric hasn't seen it, but it's in a can, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to mistake it for a water bottle because water bottles, last I checked, are plastic bottles.
Right. Well, some come in like milk containers.
What?
I think they do.
I think there might be one
yes.
brand. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like
there's
green.
One brand.
Like terrible coconut water,
99%
maybe.
Of water that is sold
it's regular
is in
water.
Water bottles.
Regular water because it's trying to eliminate the plastic. Cakes.
Dude.
Just recycle the plastic, Rick.
Yeah, I usually do. Dookies.
The larger point is EB's scared of everything. We did a story about somebody dying on an elevator, which was terrible and horrible.
Right. What did I
Eric's
say?
Probably going to think about
it. No,
that
he's going to take
years.
Stairs everywhere. He's going to walk
no,
up
no, I
50
told
flights
you.
Of stairs.
My father-in-law told me years ago, so we leap over when we get in the elevator. We don't we leap real quick.
You don't
quick.
Linger.
Yeah, we don't linger over that part.
Hey, Chad, if you want some – if you want.
Yeah.
If you want something all sleepy, right. Listen to us recap the U.S. Open on Monday.
I one last thing. How psyched would you be to see Joe Burrow's Hawks?
Well, I know Valdez.
I'm in line right behind you, Chad.
Did Valdez send you? Did you see Chris Pratt?
No, yeah, I did, but Joe Burrow's, he is so money. That has to be a beautiful hog in his band.
I think you meant Chris Evans.
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Not Chris Pratt.
Oh, Chris Pratt, damn it. Chris Evans. Yeah. Damn it.
By the way, I'll give you $10 right now if you can tell me the character Chris Pratt plays in the Avengers movies.
That's safe. That money is safe.
All right, hold on.
Bet a million.
There's no way. It's impossible,
Chris, is it a popular character?
Well, I mean, it is the people that like pop culture and interacting with other human beings.
All right, Chris Pratt played Spider-Man.
That's right. All right, I'll send you $10 over as soon as the show's done.
Venmo
well done.
Me. Venmo, you have my Venmo. Thank
Spider-Man.
You.
Spider-Man. Yeah. All right, I love you, boys.
All right.
I actually am not sure.
Is what it is it,
like,
Case?
Isn't something like, he plays Star-Lord.
Yeah. Star-Lord?
Right.
Never heard of that. Literally, that's the first time I've ever heard that name.
I'm 98% sure that's his character.
Have you ever
name.
Heard that name before, Jason? Star-Lord?
Of course
he's one
not.
Of the, hey, you don't know he's one of the Guardians of the Galaxy, EB? You should know that.
I've heard of that. Sounds like a video game.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk winners. Jason, you're going to be fired up. Stucky's going to join us from the Action Network. He'll give us some fatties. We gave you ours earlier in the program. Keep it here for Stucky next from the Action Network on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, you can listen to pregame before the Washington football team takes on the Arizona Cardinals starting at 11 o'clock on 106.7 The Fan with me and Logan Paulson. So check that out at 11 o'clock on Sunday. Join us right now to talk some winners is Stucky from the Action Network. First time we've had Stucky on. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on the
Borky
show.
Borky actually was at GW for a while, and I was reading your bio. You frequented Dewey Beach a little bit.
Oh, of course.
Oh, I did, yeah. Those were the days. I lived down there a couple summers with friends. I remember living down there the summer before I went to college, and I did nothing but drink. I gained like 15 – I mean, I wasn't playing sports anymore. I was done high school. I gained like 15 pounds before my freshman year. It was like the pre-freshman 15.
You love K-Pasa. You love happy hour at K-Pasa.
I mean, everything there, it was just a party. It was great. Great times, great memories.
Do you like our guy Monty over at Starboard?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we frequented him in the mall. And, yeah, I got to get back there one day. I mean, I don't think I'd really fit in as well anymore.
That's a young man's game.
But it'd be nice to at least just drive through it maybe on the way to Bethany.
Are you living in New York? Is that where you are?
No, I'm actually living down in Lexington, Kentucky now with my wife, where her family's from here, and my family still lives outside of Philly. In normal times, I go up there and go to New York a couple times every month, but I'm kind of based out of Lexington, and I frequent Vegas a bunch throughout the year as well.
So, Stuck, you have a lot in common with Jason in that you've been betting since the early years. And by the time you got to college, you were trying to run a book. I guess you said it was an unsuccessful book. You got a real job, and then you finally dropped it, and you're all gambling now.
I ran a book for a week. Yeah. I ran a book for a week, and it was me and my two roommates. And we were so stupid, we really didn't put a cap on the bets. And some guy hit for like 500, and we didn't have the money to pay him. We shut it down quick.
He wiped you out.
we just shut it down. Couldn't do it.
I have a lot in common because I think maybe I'm the second. I used to say I was the only unprofitable sports book in the history of the world because, I mean, I was booking. I mean, it was really small time just with friends. And when there was like a really bad beat, like if you had the Browns last night, I would be like, I'm not grading that as a loss. And then if someone owed me money, I would feel bad. They're college kids, so I would never collect. So I would only be paying out. I was like, what am I doing here?
Right, that's not the point. Right.
Yeah, it's a bad way to run a business.
Yeah, awful business model. So I gave that up quickly.
What did you have in that? Did you have a play in the Browns Bengals game last night?
Yeah, I unfortunately had the Browns.
The backdoor killed you.
I could see it coming. I tweeted out when the Bengals are down 15, and I have 5.5, and they're kicking a field goal to make a two possession game. They make it 12, and as soon as that 12 popped up, I said, "Oh, here we go. We're going to end on 5," and then we ended on 5.
Uh huh. All right. So let's start with Saturday. All right. Let's pick some fatties on Saturday. The last couple of weeks, I haven't been that excited because obviously you got no fans for the most part. The matchups haven't been great. But there's a couple of intriguing games to me this weekend. One's the Wake Forest NC State game. Wake's already played a game against Clemson, and NC State has not. Also, Central Florida's playing G Tech. Central Florida's not played. G Tech has. So I just think there's some advantages to the teams that have already played. What are your thoughts on that? Are there any games on Saturday that kind of jump out at you?
Yeah, I mean that Wake Forest that NC State. I have some under there, and you're right. I do think that it's, you know, you have shortened springs, no springs in some cases. You have shortened summer preparation. So getting a game out of the way, getting some of the rust, working out some of the kinks is more important than ever. So if you're playing, you know, a team that hasn't played yet, I think UTEP is playing Abilene Christian. UTEP's played like 3 games already, and then Abilene Christian is playing their first. So I like a little bit of the under at NC State, but something along those lines of a game I really like is Georgia Southern against Florida Atlantic. Georgia Southern's already played a game. They played a game last week, right, and they won by 1 over Campbell, but they had 33 guys out. They had 8 starters out. They're all conference running back. This is a team that brings back 100% of their offense, triple option offense. And, you know, I'm really high on them. And they're playing a Florida Atlantic team, new coaching staff. Their starting quarterback last year from their conference-winning team kicked off the team.
Right.
They've missed practices this week because of COVID, so who knows who's even going to play. They're rebuilding their entire defense, lost all, you know, 7 of their 8 top tacklers, and star linebacker ruled ineligible. So this team's a mess, playing their first game in a week where they're missing practices against the triple option offense that's already played. So Georgia Southern really sticks out to me.
Okay. All right. Any thoughts on Notre Dame and or Duke and Boston College? Boston College hasn't played. Duke, you know, played at Notre Dame last week. I didn't think Notre Dame looked great, but Duke's defense, I think, is going to be sneaky athletic. Chase Bryce, the new quarterback, played decent. They just couldn't score. But any thoughts on those two matchups? Notre Dame, South Florida, Duke, BC.
Yeah, I think South Florida is going to have trouble scoring. I mean, they just can't throw the ball. Last week they played the Citadel. They didn't really have to throw it. Their quarterback threw it, I think, for 70 yards. They're going to have trouble scoring against Notre Dame. That number looks about right. If I had to bet it, I'd probably lay it with Notre Dame. BC's intriguing. I know they haven't played. I'm a big fan of Jeff Hapley, their new hire. He's one of the most brilliant defensive minds in all of football. He's going to really help their secondary, which was a huge issue last year. They brought in some transfers to help there as well. Their linebackers are solid. Their offensive line is great. They have three potential all-conference offensive linemen. You know, they did lose their running back to the Packers, right, but they've got David Bailey back. He's an excellent back. And then I think what the difference with BC is going to be is this kid, Phil Jerkovic, who I think is going to start. He's listed as a co-starter. He's a Notre Dame transfer, has a huge arm. So I think BC can be, you know, Hapley brought this kid, Gill, a four-star wide receiver, halfback, who's just electric, who I think is going to make a ton of explosive plays. So I actually think BC's a live dog. It's a risky play. If you want to throw some on the money line, I think there's high upside, too, because they haven't played. They are going through some scheme changes. But I saw what Duke did last week. They were impressive early and then kind of faded away. I think BC has some intrigue this weekend.
Okay. We're joined by Stucky from the Action Network, at Stucky2 on Twitter. Let's move over to the pros, the NFL slate week two. Am I stepping into a bear trap by loving the over in the Cowboys-Falcons game? I just think this could be explosive, especially with how bad the Falcons' defense is. We saw that on display against Seattle in week one.
I don't think so. I mean, I think that's one of the most intriguing overs of the weekend. I mean, look, the one thing where it can go wrong is if Atlanta fails in the red zone, this is what Atlanta does. They'll go down to the red zone, they'll put up a ton of yards. And, I mean, last week they got blown out, but they had 500 yards of offense. They averaged 6.6 yards per play. That offense is going to move the ball. If you have injuries on the Dallas defense, it's still a very young secondary. And the other side of the ball, I mean, the Falcons defense is just a disaster. They needed A.J. Terrell, their rookie corner, to come in and be basically a number one corner. And he gave up, I mean, Russell Wilson torched him. He gave up a completion on every single target last weekend. So that defense, they're not going to generate a ton of pressure. Their secondary is raw. And Dak Prescott and those receivers, they're built to pick apart bad defenses. Both teams also want to play pretty fast. So, no, I don't hate that over at all.
Stucky, how do you see the Washington football team game against the Cardinals?
Yeah, it's tough. I was all over Washington last week. I thought that their defensive line, which is one of the best in the NFL, could dominate that game, which it did. The offense still has questions. I mean, they only averaged, 3.6 yards per play, a league low last week. And, you know, their main threat, Terry McLaurin, is going to be shadowed by Patrick Peterson, which isn't great. Now, I don't know how much their defensive line can dominate this week with going against the Arizona spread with a mobile quarterback and an offensive line situation that's a little more steady than it was last week. So I liked Arizona at 6, at 7. I think it's about right. It's not the best matchup for Washington, especially after that big win, but they're going to be a live underdog a lot of times this year with that defensive line, especially if I see improved play from the secondary overall. Because if they play a quarterback who's not mobile with a shaky offensive line, I mean, that defensive line, as we saw last week, can win games on its own.
All right. So can you give us one play real quick, one play that you really like on Sunday?
If I had to give my favorite play on Sunday, well, since it's my debut, I'll make it really, really ugly. Because I love ugly plays. I like the Chargers, anything over a touchdown, plus 8.5 against the Chiefs. What they want to do is just ball control. They want to run the ball and keep Mahomes off the sidelines, and you can run on Kansas City. Last year they played Kansas City. They outgained them by 150 both times. They held Mahomes to 150 yards and 180 yards, one touchdown and one pick in each game. Wow. It's a defense that's very familiar with Mahomes and that Chiefs defense. They're going to be able to run the ball. They're going to be able to just dominate the time of possession. And Tyrod Taylor, he's not going to wow anyone, but he won't turn it over. One of the in NFL history is one of the lowest interception rates. So he's not going to do what Rivers does. It's just ball control, conservative, keep Mahomes off the field. I think the line's a little too high. Kansas City's won 29 of 31 games in the division over the past few years. So I don't know if they can pull off the upset, but I like the Chargers getting over a touchdown.
Wow.
I got 10 on my site. They're getting 10 on my site.
That's even better.
Yeah. All right, wow. Stucky, appreciate the time. It's Stucky.
Thank you.
Follow him on
Absolutely.
Twitter,
thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, you too.
The Action Network.
I might have to throw that in my teaser then.
I mean, it's hard to bet, even though everything you said
so hard.
Was correct and it sounded right. It's betting against the Chiefs.
Yeah, I know. I feel like the Chiefs could put a 50 spot on them.
Yeah, but it sounded like the Chargers were handling them last year.
I know you don't think it's likely, but what do you think is the percentage, the likelihood of a victory Monday?
I think 50%.
Oh,
it's the Cardinals. It's the Cardinals.
Oh, then it would be on.
It's the Cardinals.
Not the Patriots. Right.
It's the Cardinals.
Everybody have a great weekend. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. Grandanny, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.